Are you looking for spiritual freedom? Well, in today's video, I will talk about how to get it. We are in the last 5 days of this 30-day journey into purgatory, praying for all these different categories. So we are really going to go into deeper, more heavy things. Are you ready? I bet you are. Now, before we talk about that, I really need to give some background about some things that will help you get out of the way so that you can really have your heart set on heaven. So a little bit of background. I'm from El Salvador, and my grandmother, before I was even born, she was married, obviously. And when my mother was about 15, my grandfather was involved in a car accident and he died. So it actually runs in my family to die suddenly and unprepared. So that other day when we were praying for Rochelle, that's why it resonated so much with my heart, because that happened in my family and God wants me to think about that. So when she died, the church, the Catholic Church at the time in El Salvador, was focused on all these types of social justice issues, taking care of the poor, and not at all on spirituality, which is why I really emphasize spirituality. Not putting those other things aside, but I really see the importance of spirituality because she essentially left the church and turned to Hinduism and Buddhism. And because of that, there was an influence of that in my life early on. And what are some of the central tenets and teachings of Buddhism? It's essentially this idea of emptying yourself completely, having no thoughts, no preferences, no nothing, so that you could enter into a state of nirvana. Well, what's the problem with that? First of all, that it has a great influence on Western spirituality, and we think it's okay when it's really not. In fact, I have this other video where I talk about how I prayed like that and all the errors associated with that, and I want you to check it out right here. So, Buddhism teaches us to empty ourselves, and that sounds cool. That sounds really spiritual. It's attractive to us. We want to kind of have nothing inside, but what's the problem? That Christianity teaches us something completely different. Now, what does this have to do with today, day 26, the souls that we're praying for? Well, today we are praying for the souls in purgatory that had too great an attachment to the things on earth. Okay, so that puts us in trouble because most of us are like that. Well, Jesus reveals a secret of how we can not be like that so that we can be free to really give our hearts to God. Okay, so here is an important spiritual principle that we learn from the truth of the Catholic faith. We are meant to be filled. We are not meant to be empty. We are not meant to be empty-headed, empty-hearted, empty-souled. We are meant to be filled in our hearts, our soul, and our mind. Now, on the one hand, we kind of sort of know that, but we have this other influence that's poisoning our minds from time to time, as it did for me for many years. So that's why when we try to get rid of things, when we try to get rid of addictions, try to get rid of excessive possessions, we try to get rid of sins, we often go right back to it. Why? Because we empty ourselves of these things, but we don't know how to fill it or that we're even supposed to be filled with things. Now, there's certain things that Jesus teaches that would make you think that he hates possessions, and that's not the case. It's not that Jesus loves poverty in and of itself. It's that he dislikes the fact that earth is temporary. He dislikes the fact that our possessions here on earth won't last forever. And he wants us to strive for eternal possessions. So Jesus actually wants us to have possessions. He wants us to have riches. He wants us to have crowns. Isn't that good news? Because that's what our hearts want. And that's why it's so hard to just be poor for the sake of being poor. We become poor for the sake of becoming spiritually rich. Now, I want to bring to your attention several things that Jesus says so that we will not be attached to spiritual things as the souls that we're praying for today were. First of all, it's the first beatitude. Now, the way that the beatitudes are placed and arranged is absolutely amazing, and you got to check this out. There are 9 of them, and that number is significant. 3 times 3, it's like triple perfection. It's amazing. They are arranged like a staircase, like an elevator, like a ladder into heaven. They are the 9 levels of holiness that all of us must go through. They are ordered literally from beginning to end, the first to the last stage of spiritual development. Jesus is intelligent, and they are the very first thing that he talks about in his Sermon on the Mount. So at the very beginning, he tells us these are the spiritual levels, the 9 levels that you must go through and reach to level 9 to become a true saint. And the first one is, blessed are the poor in spirit. But he doesn't stop there. Now, many people stop there. They think, okay, blessed are the poor in spirit, don't own anything, hate everything, don't have friends, don't have anything. Just empty, 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 kind of this idea from Buddhism. But then he says, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And so he's giving you a secret right there. Put away earthly possessions and earthly things and instead strive after spiritual realities. Fill your heart, fill yourself with spiritual gifts, with all these types of things. That's why in our Catholic faith, it's important that we, for instance, have the Blessed Mother, know the names of saints and love them, know the names of the souls in purgatory that we are praying for, like Rochelle Tucker. Why? When we know their names, when we get to know them, we will fall in love with them. We will develop an attachment to them and we will say, man, I want to go to heaven because I want to be with my friends that are there. And that's exactly what Jesus wants. He wants us to want to be in heaven. But if we don't know about what's waiting there for us, we won't want to go. If you don't know all the friends that you have there, you won't want to be there. That's why the Protestants, despite all their heaven is good and we love Jesus, that's why they push a lot in their spirituality and their theology, get rich. Why? Because they don't know what's waiting for them in heaven. So they're like, okay, I love Jesus and I love heaven, but I need more than just that. So I need riches and fancy hair and big white teeth and all these crazy things and big old churches and nice music. Why do they want all those things? Because they have an empty vision of heaven. Whereas we as Catholics have so much waiting for us in heaven, all these people that we're praying for, all these indulgences, all these things, so it allows our hearts to let go. Make sense? Got it? Good. By the way, my friends, if you like that short little teaching on the 9 levels of holiness and spirituality from the Beatitudes, let me know down in the comments and I can make a whole series on that because many people, in fact, I would say almost every single Catholic has no clue the role that the Beatitudes play in our holiness. Now, there's another scripture that is very significant where Jesus says this. He says, do not store up for yourselves treasures here on earth where thieves break in and steal and moths eat away and rust eat away. Rather, store up for yourselves treasure in heaven where neither moth nor rust nor thieves can destroy. That scripture plus the first beatitude are key in understanding how we can become less attached from earth and more attached to heaven. When we store up for ourselves treasures in heaven, we will want to go there. Make sense? Yes, this is so obvious. Why don't people talk about it? That's why the devotion to the holy souls in purgatory is so important. Because in praying for the holy souls in purgatory, we don't necessarily get any earthly benefit. Yes, they pray for us. Yes, it's amazing. Yes, it's good. But we often don't even know what's happening. As opposed to maybe other devotions that we maybe see the devotion and we see the effects right here. With the souls in purgatory, I would argue it requires more faith. So in praying for all these people, we start thinking, wow, I'm praying for a lot of people. There must be a lot of people I've released from purgatory. There must be a lot of people waiting for me in heaven. You know what? I kind of want to go to heaven to meet them. That's the point. That's the point of this devotion, for you to want to go to heaven to meet all those people that you have helped. My friends, this is what we are doing to grow in holiness. That's the secret, to be filled with spiritual riches so that we'll let go of the earthly ones. Isn't that amazing? Share this video if it has helped you, if it has added value to your life. Please hit the thumbs up. Watch the whole thing because it allows YouTube to put it out there to more people, and we want this message to go out there. Persevere. We are on day 26. After this day, we have 4 more days and then we go to hell, literally, and we will soon be finishing our 40-day journey. My friends, thank you for being with me today. God bless you. God love you. And I will see you tomorrow in day 27. Now, don't forget, at the end of those 30 days, we will have 10 days that we will be focusing on the doctrine of hell, what it is, and how we can avoid it.